Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, joining us once again is Mr. Michael Haynes, the founder and SMB advisor of Listen, Innovate, Grow, a consulting firm which empowers SMB CEOs and leadership teams of professional service firms such as law, technology, and niche consulting firms to acquire business clients, increase client spending, and drive overall business growth. And Mr. Haynes, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be back. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you once again. So tell us, for starters, why do firms need to have a strategic plan in place?
Great question, Eric. It's very important to have a strategic plan so that businesses can really be focused and be making maximum use of their resources. By having a strategic plan, you will have identified, you know, where are those right, sustainable, profitable opportunities that you should be pursuing and growing, going after, and it'll just give you that clarity, focus, and action plan to be able to go after those opportunities.
It's certainly a great place to kick things off here today. So also tell us, why is it necessary to have a strategic plan that is catered for specifically when you deal with business clients, for example, operating in a business-to-business context?
Yes, it's very important now, particularly in this environment, Eric, that organizations or professional service firms have a B2B specific strategy, because the dynamics of business clients has been changing over the past 12 months, and particularly over the past 6-7 months, we're seeing some real shifts in characteristics. Your fundamental characteristic when you're selling to business clients is that buyers and users are not necessarily one and the same. So who purchases your professional services may not be the one who actually is using them. So that's one challenge that's always been there. But what we're seeing right now is that there are a greater number of buyers in the decision-making process. So it's not uncommon to have 5 or 6 people making the decisions with regards to whether they're going to be purchasing those professional services. So a lot more buying by committee, with each of those people having their own priorities and objectives, and also have various different means in terms of how they make those purchase decisions. We're also seeing longer and more complex buying cycles as well. And more so now in this environment, business clients, your prospective clients and customers are very risk averse, and they're looking for decision confidence. They want confidence in themselves to know what decisions to be making, what actions they need to be taking, so they know where they need to be focusing on, what they're going to be doing, and how they're going to be getting there. As a result, you really need to have a structured plan to know how you're going to really work with these target clients and prospective customers that you want to be having.
Obviously, setting up a business strategy is challenging. Tell us, what are the 5 steps to developing a good business strategy?
Yes, Eric, I really break it down into fundamentally 2 core key components. So developing your business strategy is about knowing where to focus and knowing how to win. So to know where to focus, you need to be doing what I call listening. That is getting an in-depth understanding on 3 levels. So first, you need to be listening to you as the business owner, the business leader, to really understand what are your goals, your priorities, what's the mission, what is it you're trying to achieve with your organization. Also having an understanding in terms of, you know, how the business has been performing, where are sales coming from which clients, which offerings, you know, how are you doing in terms of profitability, what are your key assets, key capabilities. So that's all about listening to you as a business owner, listening and understanding your business. Then you need to be listening in terms of listening to the market. So understanding what are the trends and disruptions, what are the new developments that are going on within those industries and verticals and geographic markets that you're operating? What are your competitors doing? Have there been changes in terms of laws, regulations, requirements in those industries and markets with which you're operating? Are you seeing any disruptions, changing in economic conditions? So these are the things that you need to have an in-depth understanding from a broader market perspective. And then the third is listening to customers. And this is where in B2B, when you're selling to business clients, you need to be making sure you're listening to those business clients and those decision makers. Ideally, you want to get a cross-section view. So in terms of getting insights and feedback from current clients and customers, those that love you, those that may not be such big fans of you, also getting input from non-customers and prospects as well. And you really want to get an in-depth understanding of their priorities, requirements, what are their key objectives, what are some of their key challenges, and also how they go about making their buying decision processes. So by listening on those three levels of listening to you, listening to the market, listening to customers and buyers, you'll be able to understand and know where you're best suited to focus, so what industries and markets you should be focusing on. So that tells you where to focus. Step two then is about knowing how to win. So that's knowing what changes do you need to be making within your business. So that could be new introductions or improvements to meet those market and business buyer needs. And so we call these business innovations. So this could be around making changes and or improvements to your product or service. It could be about making process improvements, such as, for example, co-creating with your prospective clients, so creating new offerings jointly with your clients and customers. It could be undertaking organizational innovation, so undertaking joint ventures and or strategic partnerships, for example. It could be about marketing innovation, so introducing new marketing strategies, very B2B-specific strategies. Such as leveraging micro-influencers, advocacy programs, account-based marketing programs. So that's step number two in determining how you're going to win, so what innovations you're going to use. Step number three is your growth pathway. So how are you going to grow your business? Are you going to go after market share? Are you going to extend and provide some new product offerings? Are you going to go after new clients and customers, new markets, or combinations thereof? Step four is knowing what are the required capabilities that you're going to need to have in order to go after those industries and markets and customers that you're after. So what capabilities you need in terms of systems, processes, equipment, what kind of knowledge and expertise, and how are you going to source those required capabilities? Will you create them yourself and or with potential partners? Will you purchase them outright through acquisition? Will you potentially borrow in terms of loans or getting contract staff? And then step number five is all about planning and assigning those required resources so that you can execute. So those are the five key steps overall, all based around two key fundamental questions that you need to answer, which is where you're going to focus and how you're going to win.
That is certainly quite detailed and a lot of fantastic and helpful information shared right there. I'm sure you've inspired quite a few tuning in with that info today. We're joined by Mr. Michael Haynes, the founder and SMB advisor of Listen, Innovate, Grow. He's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Haynes, given the environment that we're operating in today, what's the suggested time frame for developing a firm strategy?
Great question. So, you know, typically in previous environments, people would often be, businesses would often be looking at, you know, 3 and 5 year plans. Really, given the amount of change and degree of uncertainty, I would say 12 to 18 months out is really as far forward looking that you really want to be looking at this stage in terms of creating your strategic plan.
And once again, most helpful. Now, also, how can firms develop a strategic plan but also be responsive to uncertain changes and conditions that we've been seeing a lot as described this calendar year?
Yes, so it's very important now. While it's important that you develop a strategic plan with that forward view of 12 to 18 months, it is critical that you build in that flexibility and adaptability as part of your strategic planning process. So there are two key things you need to be doing. One, you need to be continually listening, so making sure you're monitoring what's going on with what's happening in the market, what's happening with your customers, with those business buyers. And you can do that through a number of ways, such as, first of all, obviously talking to your customers and prospects, attending industry professional association events, looking at market research, being aware of any industry virtual events, briefings, those kinds of things, business publications. But you definitely want to be continually listening to your on the pulse of what your markets and customers are doing. And then as you are observing any changes that are potentially may occur, doing some scenario analysis to understand what are the impacts and how you might respond. So that continuing listening and scenario planning is one. And then secondly, you should be doing a regular review and reset of your strategy, see what you have to be making any changes within your organization, within your strategy, and doing so monthly and at a minimum, at least quarterly.
Now, obviously, we've been talking about developing a business strategy and some of the information around that. Now, how should firms actually execute their business strategy once they have it in place?
So executing their business strategy very important that I think you're operating cross-functionally, so it's important that you making sure that you are engaging and getting buy-in and input from the various departments within your organization that are going to have to deliver the various components, whether it's creating your product and service offering, dealing in a customer service capacity, fulfilling, handling queries and complaints. So you want to have cross-functional input at all times and getting buy-in, and also, again, making sure you have that regular monthly, quarterly reviews where you're seeing what's working, what's not, and modifying and changing your actions that are coming out of your strategy accordingly.
Mr. Haynes, really do appreciate the information shared here today per your expertise, and I'm sure those that have tuned in that need to put in a good business strategy and develop one are certainly anxious to know more how they could connect with you, and we'll certainly give them that information at the conclusion here. But as we do conclude and get into wrap-up mode, any closing thoughts, a final tip, or a word of advice, or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we conclude today?
Well, two quick tips. One, make sure you do your continual listening and monitoring of your customers and your market. And secondly, consider getting input from your client base in terms of into your strategy development. So setting up a customer advisory board or panel, which you can operate virtually, where you're meeting periodically with a subset of your customers to get input from them as to what's happening, what they require, and using that to feed into your strategic planning will be very impactful in terms of really being able to deliver to what your market and your business clients are looking for.
And of course, we certainly appreciate those tips in conclusion. Much appreciated. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can reach out and get more information on your services as well as get more information online. Where's the best place to do so?
Best place to go is to my website, listeninnovategrow.com. On my website, there is a blog section with a lot of articles, as well as a resource section that's got strategy toolkits, checklists, and also there's also the services page as well, which outlines some of the key service offerings if they're looking to get more immediate hands-on help with developing and implementing their strategy and action plan.
And of course, that certainly works very well. Again, listeners, it is listeninnovategrow.com. Mr. Haynes, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you again for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Haynes, the founder and SMB advisor of Listen, Innovate, Grow, a consulting firm which empowers SMB CEOs and leadership teams of professional service firms such as law, technology, and niche consulting firms to acquire business clients, increase client spending, and drive overall business growth. And for all the details, once again, visit listeninnovategrow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.